Alistair Burns here with Grammy Steeler Luke Cox, who had a rare accomplishment tonight. He played his 150th game as a Steeler. Now, Luke, unfortunately, it was a 3-1 loss against the Langley Trappers. You would have liked to have skated away with 2 points. We have chatted earlier this season about you being in Steeltown for 5 years. I want to take you back to 2019. What were your first memories putting on the black and gold sweater?
I was pretty young, 16 years old. I was lucky enough to come. I'm from North Van, so I was lucky enough to come with a buddy from over there. We've been playing since I was younger. So, and just how much the boys opened up to me early as a young kid. We had a lot of vets, 20 bombs, 19-year-olds. So I was lucky enough to just kind of slot under their wing. And we had a very good team when I was 16, too. So I kind of learned the ways of the league pretty early. And the rest is kind of history from that one.
Speaking specifically of ways of the league, how have you matured from then to now?
Yeah, I mean, just kind of coming every game prepared. You can beat anyone in this league, whether you're top team, bottom team. Every night it's a dogfight out there. Anything can happen. And what I've learned is just group like ours, no matter kind of who's on the team, how old we are, we always battle and we go to the end.
It's clear that you play with your heart in your sleeve. You're always banging your stick. You want to do more for this team. Where does this inner reservoir of grit come from? Can you take me inside the mind of Luke Cox?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just a passionate guy. I'm here to win. I'm here to play for the guy to my left, play for the guy to my right. Although runs the show around here. I mean, he teaches us from day one. We learn from him. All he wants to do is win for us, win for the team, win for the organization, and it's real easy when you got a guy like that leading you.
Now, behind the scenes, you've scored 2 career hat tricks for Grandview. You're a scoring threat all season long. What do you do during the off season to stay in physical condition?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of everything. You gotta have a bit of fun, too. So I always like to play some beer league with some friends, older, younger, guys that go away during the year for hockey. So going to the gym, going on runs, keeping your legs moving. But a big one's playing inline hockey. Keeps the creative juices going and obviously your legs going. So, but yeah, it's really a mixture of things, just staying busy.
All right, just a few more questions. Can you take me through what is your happiest memory being as a Steeler so far?
I mean, every day we come to the rink, it's good fun. The guys are always awesome all 5 years, but I mean, I got to go back to that 16 year. I might have not been the most effective player on that team, but we took a really good Richmond Sockeyes team to 7 in their barn, and we won that game 7 and got to move on in playoffs. That was kind of my first taste of the real Junior B playoff experience. It was awesome.
Yes, I remember. It's the losing PA announcer that side. But anyway, can you also take me through the moment you learned the most from? Perhaps a painful memory, but you were able to use it as fuel.
Unfortunately, right after that series, we won a hard war in 7 games. We got swept right after by arguably one of the best teams to play in this league, that Wolfpack team. And I mean, that's my hometown as well, so I bit of a bitter taste in my mouth. But stuff happens, and got to move forward, and it was a really good experience.
We're very glad that you still have plenty of games to play for the Steelers. How do you think the fans here in Steeltown will remember Luke Cox? Can you sum up your career?
Just a guy that plays for the logo, plays for the fellas. Real happy guy. I love every guy in that room. I want to play for them, and I like to have a fun time, but a couple fans might see me as just a guy, like you said, wears my heart on my sleeve, might get a little carried away at times, a little angry, but it's all love, all passion.
Congratulations on 150 games. Thank you, Luke.
Thank you. Really appreciate that.